so glad to have you with us this evening, tuned in on your radios and on your phones and your laptops and devices. Glad to have you with us on SiriusXM and especially here on the Patriot Channel. Welcoming into the show, Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, retired. She's a spokesperson for the National Police Association. The website for the National Police Association is nationalpolice.org. Hey, Sergeant Betsy, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Stacy. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh. Happy Wednesday. So we have a very, very strong statement that is being made by Muslim protesters. They're inside America chanting death to America. How quaint.
Yeah, it's a very frustrating situation that we have, you know, and of course, this is in Dearborn. This was last week in Dearborn on the International Al-Quds Day, which is, that started in the 70s. It's a day to denounce Israel and show your support for Palestine, if you will. And there's an activist in Dearborn. If for folks who've never been to Dearborn, it is basically a Detroit suburb. It's a nice suburb, but it has the largest Muslim population in the United States. A lot of terrific people there, a lot of terrific restaurants. I love to go there and eat. But since October 7th, it has really been a hotbed of absolute anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protests and activism. And so last week, Tariq Bazzi basically gave a talk, and he told the crowd that the death to Israel chant has become the most logical chant today in the world, and that death to Israel chant quickly morphed into death to America. It sounded like those protests that we hear in Iran all the time, where they're shouting death to America. And he said the entire system, meaning us, America, has to go.
Right. So I was kind of thinking that one through, and I figure since he's in America, the chanters are, what they really mean is death to Betsy and Stacy, because we're Christians, death to, you know, our atheist friends and pals, death to any Jewish people that might be here, quite a few. So every other person who is not of their faith, that's who they're chanting death to. They'd like to keep the country itself. They like the land, the resources, all of the well-developed country, the social safety net, the systems. They like all that. They just don't want anyone else here who isn't a Muslim.
Who isn't a radical Muslim, because they view non-radical Muslims who want to get along as apostates. This is radical Islam. This is the potential for jihad. This is what we all knew about or should have known about on 9/12/01, but we've lost sight of this as Americans. We're more worried about quote-unquote Islamophobia than we are anti-Semitism and these calls to literally wipe Israel and anyone who supports them, i.e. the United States of America, off the face of this earth. And what Bazzi also said during this day of protest and activism was he said that the founder of this day, this anti-Israel day, would tell us to pour all of your chants and all of your shots upon the head of America. Now that sounds kind of violent, right? Sounds extremely anti-American. And yet, honestly, Stacey, you're one of the few in the media who's really talking about this.
Well, I saw the video and I heard their voices. And it sounded like quite a crowd, right? This isn't some fringe organization. This wasn't some, you know how they'll say, white supremacists on the rise in the country, it's terrible, and oh my gosh, the white supremacists. And then they'll show the video, and there'll be less than 100 people there. Now, admittedly, 100 people, that's a pretty decent crowd, but that's nothing in comparison to the crowds that we see on the March for Life down in Washington, D.C., and other really important gatherings where people are showing their faith and unity and love of this country. We see hundreds of thousands of people turn out for those events. So clearly, the white supremacists, while they still exist, they're marginalized and they're not a huge group. Now, it doesn't take a huge group to have an impact. I don't support white supremacy, and I wish there were zero white supremacists. But this is different. This is a huge crowd of people. The chants sounded like they were in some kind of a football stadium. And the guy who was up there talking, you know, unafraid, not worried about reputational value or loss of his job, just up there calling for the death of all the rest of us.
Well, exactly. And we're seeing more and more of this absolutely vehement anti-Israel sentiment around the country. I mean, since October 7th, what have we seen? And a lot of times people forget about it if it's not right in their face. We've had these pro-Palestinian, pro-Hezbollah, let's be honest, protesters shutting down airports. They've been marching on university campuses. They've been doing, you know, all kinds of misdeeds around this country. And, of course, we have had Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, testifying multiple times on Capitol Hill in the last few months, talking about his concern for potential terror attacks. We just had a young man arrested in Idaho in the last couple of days who, was apparently, he believes himself to be, although the FBI says he's a lone wolf, but he believes himself to be part of ISIS, and he was going to attack multiple Christian churches with multiple weapons. We're not hearing a whole lot about that, and I hope that everybody saw the other day on Dr. Phil, a young man whose father is one of the founders of Hamas, talking about all these pro-Palestinian kids on college campuses and protesters, saying, you know what, we just view you as useful idiots, and you need to know your place. So a lot happening in this arena when we talk about this extreme anti-Israel sentiment really spreading across our nation.
And I'll just say, really, just if we can just be clear about this, the useful idiots part, that's always the situation, whether it's communists who are using leftists to implement their agenda here, Islamists, you know, radicals who want to take that religion and turn it into an instrument for the creation of a caliphate. They see anyone who's not a Muslim like themselves as a useful idiot that they can use to accomplish their goals. This is how you're used when you don't use your brain to think through, like, who am I supporting here? I should support the country that has nurtured me and given me an opportunity to grow and to be a part of one of the wealthiest nations on the planet, a part of the best governmental system ever known to man. I should be grateful for that. I shouldn't try to tear it up. I should try to advance those causes and be a viable member of the society. That used to be what we taught kids in school. That used to be the way that we raised up Americans, and we need to get back to that.
No, you're absolutely right. And because of the unfettered illegal immigration in this country, both from the South and the North, we don't know who is in this country. What we do know is that there are more and more people coming here who we don't know who they are, we don't know what their motives are, and we are ripe for a black swan event, a large-scale terror attack, small-scale terror attacks, and it's all resting on the shoulders of the American law enforcement officer, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have so much to discuss. Let's talk about, you mentioned immigration. We have illegal aliens pouring over the border still. Mayorkas was called, you know, down front. He was made to answer questions. He lied. I sat and watched it for about 45 minutes. He just lied and lied and lied. He should have literally burst into flames, but that only happens in the cartoons. He just got to lie with impunity. The congressional members tried to call him on the carpet for it, but he's good at it, and he used it as a way to advertise for that horrible border bill that they want to pass, which would legalize 5,000 illegal aliens coming over the border every single day. So we have now news that there are Venezuelan gang members coming into America.
Yes, so we know that Venezuelans are fleeing the Maduro regime and have been. A lot of them went to different neighboring countries like Colombia. And what we're now finding out is that one of their most brutal street gangs, and I'm going to botch the name, but Tren de Aragua, they are coming here, and they're basically an umbrella organization created in a prison in Venezuela, and they are here, and we have very few people, again, talking about this. Maria Salazar from Florida is, she's actually sounding the alarm. She and some other legislators have written a letter and said that if we don't get a handle on this, you know, we're going to suffer. This gang is more brutal than MS-13, and they actually, members of this gang have been charged with murdering a retired Venezuelan police officer who had moved to South Florida, lived with a roommate. They lured him to a hotel, kidnapped him, took his car, went to his house, robbed his roommate, and eventually murdered him. Only one person has been arrested so far, a 23-year-old member of this gang, but there are more that hopefully will be arrested. But these criminals, again, are coming here. U.S. Customs and Border Protection have detained 38 of them in the last 2.5 years. But how many, Stacey, are not being detected? Remember, for $20,000, the Mexican crime cartels will get you into this country and not through the Border Patrol. So, again, these are people who we don't know who they are. We don't know where they've come from. But Representative Salazar, who is on top of this, is asking for the DOJ to designate this gang a transnational criminal organization, which allows for some sanctions and restricted travel and stuff. But again, you can't restrict the travel of people if you don't know who they are.
Yeah, if you're not sure who they are or where they're located, if you're not sure, you know, because when we know who people are, we also know their work. We know some other people in the country that they're connected to, right? People that we can go and ask, mm-hmm. where is this person? That's the group of people that they're, you know, listing on their visa application as reasons why we should trust that they're coming here for a good reason. They have contacts within the country already. These are also people that if you go sit on them for a while, you're eventually going to find that person because these people have interacted with that person. They're a part of the network that person relies upon. They need these people for assistance, for to be able to travel, for money, whatever. So you know where you can find the individual. That's the way this country works. It has worked this way so well for hundreds of years now. And now all of a sudden we're throwing all of that away and we're just letting people come in here, create an identity, and be absorbed into the country like water goes into a sponge. We are really signing our own doom here. It's unbelievable. I know every time we talk about this, I'm a little more outraged, but I'm just exhausted by it. And I saw someone today actually have the audacity to post that the Republicans are making this election about immigration. We are making it about immigration? We're doing that? How are we doing that?
Exactly. I mean, everyone knows that this is really the number one concern of Americans now on all sides of the aisle is illegal immigration. I just flew out of the Tucson airport 2 hours ago.
Oh my gosh.
And who was I in line next to? Of course, an entire row of illegal immigrants with no identification. Again, all the same stuff we talk about, the new phone, the new shoes, this and that, a free plane ticket that you and I paid for. And we are seeing more and more criminal activity out of these gang members. You know, as we've talked about in the past, crime in Venezuela is down about 20%, and crime committed by Venezuelans. Remember, it was the same Venezuelan gangbangers that beat up those cops in New York City about a month ago. So we are seeing crime committed and the arrests of these illegals from countries like Venezuela. It goes up and up and up and up and up hugely. And we're not understanding in this country how vicious some of these people are. You know, remember, people got upset a few years ago because we talked about the vicious nature of MS-13. These gang members make MS-13 look like children. And it's going to be us, the American people, it's going to be innocent citizens who are going to be paying the price.
We'll see. You know, the news stories we've watched as a lot of the people over at MSNBC were kind of dismissing the stories as if, you know, one 22-year-old nursing student, that's just not enough for us to get upset about, right? That it's just one student. Sure, it was a tragic death, but the Republicans are using it to make a statement about immigration. You're damn right we're using it. We're using it because there's a dead 22-year-old nursing student, an innocent girl with a beautiful face and a wonderful mind who had a future ahead of her, who is now no longer with us because some illegal alien who's been deported a million times is back here again killing people, which leads to the next story you're bringing to us tonight. An illegal immigrant charged with murder in Ohio who had previously been deported five times? No. Seven times? No. Eight times.
Right. And this is somebody who has been coming back and forth since the early 2000s. So we keep deporting this guy. He finally ends up in Butler County, Ohio. And if you know anything about Butler County, Ohio, and their wonderful sheriff, they don't play. And so Mr. Garcia Gutierrez is being held. Now, he's 46 years old. He has been arrested for using weapons. He's been arrested for carrying concealed weapons, possession of drugs, obstructing official business. He's been arrested so many times. He's been deported so many times. He finally gets arrested for murder, and I think that this is going to stick because the Butler County, Ohio Sheriff Jones, is honoring the ICE detainer that has been put on Garcia Gutierrez. So he will likely stand trial for this crime and for other crimes. And, Stacey, just about a week ago, we had an illegal alien from Mexico who had been in this country less than a month murder his wife about 10 miles from where I was a police officer for 29 years, and in Illinois. Fortunately, he committed this crime outside of Cook County, Illinois. So again, he is going to face justice, but he nearly decapitated his young wife in front of one of their young daughters, and he had been here less than a month. It's not just Lake and Riley. It's not just one or two here and there. It is every state, like Sheriff Jones says, is a border state, and every county across the United States is having to deal with this. And I keep hearing the DOJ and the president say, gee, I'm not sure what we can do about this. We know what we can do about this on multiple levels, including go back to those orders that President Trump had signed initially, enacting policies like remain in Mexico and take back operational control of our borders. Because right now the Mexican crime cartels are in control.
So, Sergeant Betsy, did you see there's rumblings? Axios is reporting that they've heard two tranches of rumors surrounding President Biden possibly signing an executive order to shut the border down. Now, this was first heard back State of the Union, and then recently, and apparently they heard rumblings today again that he might just do that. He was on Univision, I think, talking to Acevedo about, you know, the possibility of he just doesn't want to be sued, you see, Sergeant Betsy. He doesn't know if it'll stand up in court if he does an executive order sealing the border, but he might have to try it.
It is so incredibly frustrating to know that the policies of our political leadership are such that they would endanger Americans, because this is an incredibly dangerous situation, and it's simply solved. It's just like when we talk about crime in this country. This could all be solved very simply with policies like the ones that we used in the 90s, and it's the same thing at the border. Let's go back to those 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18 policies where we control the border. And again, you know, we were just talking about Venezuelan gang members. Let's not forget how vicious the Mexican crime cartel is. They operate in 40 different countries. They control the human trafficking of children in this country, and we are doing nothing about it. Our political leadership is not doing anything to stop it.
Oh my gosh. So it's this, and it's the lies by Mayorkas sitting up lying in the face of our congressional members. The Democrats trying to convince everyone that the most important thing we can do is worry about abortion, Sergeant Betsy, because that's certainly more important than the border, right? You know, abortions. Everybody needs abortions. Everybody except illegal aliens. They don't need abortions. Have you noticed that too?
I have noticed that. They're actually encouraged, especially, you know, I mean, we have pregnancy tourism here, right? For you to be able to come and have your baby here. The illogical nature of what we're seeing should I hope is starting to wake people up. Let me say that, because we're living in a society where your property doesn't matter to me and your rights don't matter to me. That's why we're talking about illegal alien squatters in the last couple of weeks too, as well, where people who are coming here who have no respect for our laws, they have no respect for our borders. Now they have no respect for your property and my property and the property of anyone else. They feel very entitled to it. They feel very entitled to our tax dollars. And we are truly at the breaking point, not just nationally, but locally in so many areas. Chicago has spent multi-millions of dollars on illegal aliens, and yet what's happening? They're not getting a handle on them, the diseases that they're bringing in, or the crimes that some of them are committing. And of course, that repeats itself all around the nation.
Yep. And the worst of it is, you know, the stories that we cover here on the show, you join us, and every time you're here, you share more. You know, these are tales of woe and violence. They're being visited upon innocents, right? Because even if some of these women, they're dating these illegal aliens, or it's their husband, and they come in from the foreign country, and they get here, and there's just a sense that, okay, this is someone who knew this individual, but they still got killed, and it still happened in America. So if the illegal alien wasn't here, then it wouldn't, there's another death we would not have had happen here. So there's no way around assigning the blame for this. The Democrats own this. And I truly believe that you can't get away when you sow into this dastardly evil, into death and destruction, you're going to get it back. And that's not me saying that. It's not me wishing it. It's what the Bible says. If you sow to destruction, you reap the whirlwind. That's what it says. So we know what to expect.
Well, we do, and unfortunately, America is paying for this. And you know, you make such a good point. There, this illegal alien in Illinois who murdered his wife. You know, she was here illegally too. She's a 26-year-old mom of two little girls. She didn't deserve to die. And we always hear that people are coming here to get away from the violence in their own countries, and yet she comes here and is murdered by her husband, who came here and abused her and mistreated her. And now you've got two little girls also here illegally who now have no parents. How does that help anyone? And it's something that should not have happened here in the United States of America.
Not even close. All right. Well, we love it when you join us. We love the organization that you represent. Your organization supports law enforcement officers. You assist and do things that, you know, we can't expect government to do. We need non-governmental organizations, not-for-profits, and organizations like yours to do the work and allow us to partner with groups of people that we want to help in ways that we might not be able to do on our own. So tell everyone how we can support National Police Association.
Well, Stacy, thanks so much. And we are certainly a non-governmental agency, and we're a charity. And we defend law enforcement agencies sometimes and individual officers. We use litigation and activism and advocacy. We have a homeschooling program that you can download for free on our website, nationalpolice.org. We have grant programs, and we do policy and legislation work as well. So I ask everybody, go to nationalpolice.org and sign up for our newsletter. Click that donate button if you can, and help us do what we're doing for the American law enforcement officer and for the American public. And follow us on Twitter, and follow me on Twitter too, Sergeant Betsy Smith.
Yeah, so Sergeant Betsy Smith, and you can go to nationalpolice.org. And so I want you to just bear with me here, because I sometimes love when my guests are here, I love to go to their website and tell everybody what I'm looking at, because they're driving. A lot of the people who are listening tonight are driving. There's a huge donate. It's yellow. The donate button is yellow, so you can't miss it. National Police Association's website gives you an opportunity to look at some of the other media opportunities they've taken, documents, articles. You can contact them. You can look at their list of shamed. Sergeant Betsy's not playing around over here on this website. So you can come over here and you can do the right thing, which is to support National Police Association. It's nationalpolice.org. It's one of our favorite organizations, great friend to our program, and especially important, great friend to our law enforcement community. They need all the help they can get. The onslaught against them is real, it's brutal, and it's taking the lives of officers. And the way we can fight back is by supporting great non-governmental organizations like National Police Association. So go to nationalpolice.org and show us your heart there by supporting their organization. Sergeant Betsy Brenner Smith, it's always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Stacy.
All right. Have a great night. They have fantastic social media as well. You can find Sergeant Betsy on our Twitter feed at SiriusXM Patriot. Just go there later when you get home out of the car. You can't do it while you're driving. Do it when you get home. Follow Sergeant Betsy and keep up with National Police Association like that.